Now's my favorite patient today. No. No, don't speak. Mm-mm-mm. It's medication time. Come on. Turn over. Which cheek today? Right or left? There you go. It's imagination time. You succumb so sweetly.
Zombies. Zombies.
Zombies in Louisville.
Parental discretion is advised.
I'm Charlie Carmichael.
And I'm Vivian Hayward.
And this is the Morning Spritzer.
Good morning, America, on this splendid Saturday morning.
Yes, Vivian, blue skies for miles. Green Acres is the place.
Charlie, not now. Our top story for today. Early this morning, there was a terrible train derailment.
Yes, our neighbors in Louisville, Kentucky awoke to a frightening sound.
Can't help yourself, can you?
It would have been another missed opportunity.
I don't get it.
But Miss Deanne Agar gets it and is on her way and will give us a live report from the scene.
We were told the train was transporting hazardous chemicals to a depot in the Dakotas to be made inert.
Now there are hundreds of barrels of that gook all over the crash site. The TRA is also opening investigation into the crash.
As of right now, there are no reports of any of the chemicals spilling from their housing. Later, if all goes well, we will be having a sit-down with the CEO of NChem, Michael Codmire.
I'll have some railing questions ready for him.
You mean irritating.
Those too. In other news, why are alligators biting people all of a sudden? In the past weeks, there have been 7 so-called attacks on humans.
Even the smartest scientists are baffled, as this escalating problem is now getting national attention.
And would you eat steak that was grown in a lab? We will have a bite of this new kind of steak a little later on. I bet it tastes like chicken.
Ha ha, Charlie. All this and more, including our coverage of this horrific train derailment in Louisville, Kentucky, when we return.
See you in a bit. And welcome back, America. I'm Charlie Carmichael.
And I'm Vivian Hayward. This is the Morning Spritzer. And as promised, we go live to Misty Ann Agar in Louisville, Kentucky.
Misty!
Thank you, Charlie, Vivian, and good morning, America. Misty Ann Agar reporting to you from the city of Louisville, Kentucky, the site of a horrific train derailment. At 3 a.m. this morning, the 2702 westbound train was coming through Louisville, just like any other morning. But today, something went tragically wrong, and the result is the mangled mess behind me.
Goodness! What a scene! Misty, are there any casualties?
That's one hell of a wake-up call. Jeez! And what about the hazardous chemicals that were on the train?
Yes, Vivian. Unfortunately, there are casualties. I am told that some of the cars damaged nearby homes. A car took out three houses alone.
Wow, talk about a last stop.
I am told this area holds 50 to 100 homes, and a good 30 have been damaged or destroyed. But now we come to your question, Charlie, about the chemicals the train was carrying. There have been barrels found throughout the neighborhood, I'm told. Here I have civil engineer Michael Moore, who has been down in the almost destroyed neighborhood surveying the damage just a couple of blocks away. So, Mr. Moore, what can you tell me about this horrible accident?
Well, as of right now, from what I've determined, this may be a speed issue. The train's force of impact was so great that 15 cars were sent into the neighborhood. As of this moment, first responders are the only ones alive. Oh, excuse me.
Did he just pass gas on live TV?
Mitchell, it's okay. It happens to the best of us. Now, what about the chemicals the train was carrying? And do you know what it is?
Now, that's another problem. A great majority of barrels of the chemical were ejected during the crash and dispersed throughout the community. And all we know about the chemical itself is the acronym written on the barrel's housing.
And that would be?
I don't know if I can say that. Oh, God, excuse me again.
Goodness, what did you eat? Are you gonna be okay? Go ahead, it's just a name.
Okay. C-U-N-T. Batch 69.
That's disgusting.
That's great.
The peanut gallery over here would think so. So, Misty, do we know if the chemical... We won't say that name again.
And why not? It's just a name, Vivian.
Misty, is the chemical leaking anywhere?
Yes, Vivian. The million-dollar question. So, Mr. Moore, are there any spills?
Yes, we do have some spills now. But those areas are now cordoned off for hazmat, and the people in the infected houses have been moved to the hospital, just as a precaution.
Oh, shit! Mr. Moore, are you okay?
I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening. Oh, no!
Oh, shit, it's getting on me. Anthony, help the man.
I'm not getting anywhere near him. Wait, I think he just died. Did he just die?
Mr. Moore, are you okay? Mr. Moore? He's dead.
What the hell?
What a crappy situation.
Come on, Charlie, this is serious. The man just crapped himself to death on live TV.
I know the ratings are gonna be great. You've seen it here, folks.
Misty. Misty.
What?
He's moving. I thought you said he was dead.
He was. At least I thought he was. He had no pulse. Mr. Moore, are you okay? You gave us a scare.
What's he doing?
Just sitting there.
Titty.
I don't think he's okay.
Misty, what's going on?
I'll tell you. She doesn't know when a person's dead.
For your information, Mr. Carmichael, I know how to check for a pulse, and that man was dead a few minutes ago, but now just seems to be sitting there. Wait, he's beginning to mumble something. I think he's coming around. Mr. Moore?
Titties.
Hey, nah, he doesn't look good.
Titties.
Mr. Moore, let's get you to the hospital.
Get off me!
Titty.
Oh, bit my tit! Fucker!
Misty! Anthony! Ronnie?
We're sorry, folks. Looks like we lost connection. Hopefully, Misty and cameraman Anthony are okay.
Answers to that question and more to come when we come back. I'm Charlie Carmichael.
And I'm Vivian Hayward. This is the Morning Spritzer.
Did you hear he was screaming titties?
Not funny, Charlie.
Hand again?
Yeah, another knuckle buster. This keeps up. I don't have a hand left. Hey, Sue Ann, could you bring me another beer?
No can do. You're gonna have to make a trip down to Maggie's place, because I drank the last one. And Mom and Dad will be here in a little bit. They got stuck in traffic next to that train accident.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Ow! Damn it!
Hey now, Bobby Ray. If you needed a beer, all you had to do was ask.
Jojo, you are a lifesaver. Hey, let me get one of yours then.
Oh, I don't have any. I was just being polite.
Really? Ow! You know, since you're here, best make yourself useful. Why don't you get in the driver's seat and turn the key on for me?
This old thing?
Hey, 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 watch your mouth. This is a 1977 Chevrolet K10. Now, could you please turn the key?
Okay, okay. Hey, how long you been working on this thing now?
3 years. Go ahead, try it. Damn it.
Hey, do you think it'll sit for another year?
Very funny.
Just thought I'd ask.
Okay, now I'll try it.
Billy Ray, my man, you got that truck running awesome. So why don't you take a test drive down to Maggie's and grab that beer before Mom and Dad get here?
Well, that's a good idea. I can't believe you came up with that.
We're going to need a lot of beer.
I didn't know Mr. Taylor drank.
That's going to be for me.
Oh.
Jim, you are so bad.
No, I'm telling you, Mac. 7-6-2. All day long.
Too much overkill. 5x5 and you're doing fine. End of story.
Will you two stop? Hey, if you really want something to go down and not get up, try the old Mauser.
No, thank you.
No.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
That's nice. Whose truck is that?
That's the truck Billy Ray has been restoring for the past couple of years now.
Well, not anymore.
Hey there, Billy Ray. I see you finally got the K10 running.
Yes, sirs.
Billy and Jojo out for a drive. That truck is beautiful, I must say. Good job.
Jim, Matt.
Yep, just tagging along.
So, how long did it take you?
Oh, no, you don't, Billy Ray. You're not cleaning out my beer cooler again.
Come on, Maggie. I got the in-laws calling.
I don't care if it's the Pope himself is coming.
He acts like he is.
4 12-packs is the limit, understand?
How about 4 now and 4 later?
No.
Son, why does this man have you so wound up?
Because his proper daughter would rather live in the country with me. Been being some posh high-rise in Louisville.
City folk? Puh, piss on them.
Ain't nothing wrong with country life.
Okay. Well, Billy Ray, your in-laws might not make it out of the city today.
Yeah, Sue Ann was trying to say something about that this morning, but I was working on the truck, so I didn't hear the news. What happened?
There was a bad train derailment this morning, just inside Louisville proper. Took out a whole neighborhood. Now everybody's cut off.
I heard the train was carrying toxic chemicals.
Yep.
That's crazy. Toxic chemicals? This is how Night on the Living Dead started.
Wrong movie, moron. That was the Return of the Living Dead.
Not really. They make reference to the chemical in Return of the Living Dead. As to it originating in Night of the Living Dead?
What are you? Some sci-fi nerd?
I bet he has a poster of, what's her name? The chick from Star Wars.
Who? Princess Leia?
Yeah, her.
More like Jabba the Butt.
Hey, leave JoJo alone. Maggie, I'll take the 4.
56 even. Thank you, Billy Ray.
Miss Maggie, Matt, Jim, y'all have a good day now.
Ooh, look out for zombies.
Look what you started.
How is this my fault?
Sue Ann, we're back.
Ah, the forest druid has returned. And he brought his sidekick, Bobo.
And hello to you, Mr. Taylor, Mrs. Taylor. And his name is JoJo.
Mr. Taylor, Mrs. Taylor. That sure is a pretty dress.
Benjamin, please. And thank you, JoJo.
Okay, but I still can't understand why you would want to live way out here. It's ridiculous. It was such a long drive, and your poor mom and I had to sit in that traffic with that horrible smell.
What smell?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the train broke a gas line, but whatever it was nasty.
Well, at least you had the radio to listen to.
Oh, yeah, that's been broken since lightning hit the car. So we were blessed with some child playing the piccolo badly, I might add.
Karma.
Oh, stop.
Yes, the smell was bad, but I don't think it was gas, just some strange odor. And, honey, I like it out here, too.
Thanks, Mom.
Would anyone like something to drink? Honey? Beer? JoJo?
Yes, please.
Mr. and Mrs. Taylor?
You know, I think I'll have a beer.
Mother, you don't drink.
When in Rome.
Ah, JoJo, have you been eating pig's feet again?
That wasn't me.
What?
Mother, are you okay?
Boy, that was surprising. Don't know what came over me. Goodness. Oh, God. Oh,
Mother.
Mom.
That smell. And it's all over me.
Mom, maybe we should take you to the hospital.
No, I think I just need to lay down.
Okay. Well, let me help you.
Oh, thank you, dear. I just need...
Oh my goodness, Mom! That's
it's getting everywhere.
Mother, stop showing your superstructure.
Oh no!
She's sitting on the floor.
Oh man!
To the hospital we go.
Oh no! You've been drinking. Call 911.
Dad.
Oh God! I've changed my mind. Let's go to the hospital. Now.
We'll be right back.
I'm telling you, I left that restaurant so fast. And then he had the nerve to call me later that night, asking for another date. I tell you, Charlie, the dating pool sucks.
Hey, any man willing to get down on his knees and suck your toes in a public restaurant can't be all that bad.
You know, Charlie, maybe I should give that masseuse, Mr. Benoit, a call.
You wouldn't. What's that?
We're live? Ronnie! Welcome back, America.
It's the Morning Spritzer. I'm Charlie Carmichael.
And I'm Vivian Hayward.
Now, back to our leading story in Louisville, Kentucky, where things are heating up. And I'm not talking about the weather.
Yes, folks, it's pure mayhem at Twins Memorial in downtown Louisville, Kentucky.
We go live to correspondent Simone Gibbons. Simone?
Oh my, that smell is terrible. They have to be out their mind sending me here. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be sick. What? We're live?
Yes, you are.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Vivian. Charlie, it's been one hectic morning here at Twins Memorial. It's all hands on deck. Charlie, Vivian, behind the door are the 50 to 60 affected people from the neighborhood where the train derailment happened. The hospital had to scramble to convert another whole wing just to accommodate everyone.
Simone, you said affected? Do you have any idea if it's from the chemical the train was carrying?
Well, I'm more interested in this smell that's going on. Is it a chemical smell?
How can I put this nicely? Like shit, Charlie. It smells like shit here. Are you happy now?
God knows I am.
Not now, Vivian. Ha ha.
So, Simone, have you had a chance to talk with the doctor?
No, not yet. No one is allowed behind these doors. Well, without a hazmat suit. The door even has a numeric lock that only the staff here has access to. So, I've been camped out here by the door, waiting for the doctor to come out. And maybe I can get him to answer some questions.
Simone, have you seen any of the people brought in?
No, I haven't, Charlie. But what little information I was able to gather from an ER nurse, that most brought in was experiencing extreme gas, and some of the patient's skin had a yellow tinge.
Hence the shit smell.
Won't let it rest, will ya?
Oh, I believe this is the doctor coming. Yes, yes, it is, it is. Doctor.
Yes, can I help you?
Simone Gibson for Channel 3 News. Dr. Benjamin, is there anything you can tell us? Were these people exposed to some dangerous chemical from the train that's causing all of this?
Simone, is it? How are you feeling? Oh, my bad.
Oh, my God! Am I infected? Why didn't you take those gloves off then there?
Simone, calm down. You're fine. So far, it looks like it's just the people in that neighborhood who have incurred the strange illness.
Okay, and what can you tell me about this illness?
Well, I can say that it causes acute gastrointestinal distress, and some patients are experiencing some jaundice. So far, nothing's working to help them. So, until someone from the company that made this chemical gets in touch with this hospital or the CDC, then I'm quite sure we can find something in our arsenal to help these poor people who are needlessly suffering.
Hospital is now on lockdown.
Damn it! I have to get back in there. That's our patient attacking alarm. Damn it! What was that code?
Get the camera ready. Hospital is now on lockdown. Please remain calm.
There, we're good. Oh, Jesus!
Get off her!
Don't do that!
Please remain calm.
Oh. Open the door! Take your foot out of the door!
Please remain calm.
It's following me!
Oh my God, I'm going to be sick!
Is that a shrimp?
Not looking good.
What?
There.
Why did you stop?
Well, there's a problem.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
Well, what do we do?
Oh. Hey, mother, you bit me.
Diddy's.
Ah. She's one of them.
Get us out of here. Mom, stop.
Not my truck.
Fuck the truck. Get us out of here.
We're not going anywhere in this thing.
Oh!
Everyone out.
You don't have to tell me twice.
Dad, come on. We got to go. Dad, Daddy.
Sue, he's dead. We got to go.
Diddy's.
What's going on? Get in.
Hey, aren't you?
No time for that. Just get in, Sue! Come on!
What about my mom and dad?
Sue Ann, look around. The whole damn town going crazy. People are eating people.
Get in! They're coming!
Sue, we got to go.
Okay, how do I get out of the city?
Two streets up, make left.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he was bit earlier.
He was bit by one of those zombies out there?
Zombies? Who are you, Dr. Oz? I'm not turning into a zombie.
Okay.
Look out!
Turn left here.
A dirt path?
Yes, it's the fastest way, and we'll come up right behind Miss Maggie's.
What in the world was that?
Channel 3 news van, and it just took out my truck.
It's Billy Ray and Sue, and they're in a big hurry. I don't know who the other two are.
Well, they're coming in.
Lock the door!
Billy Ray, what is going on with you, and why do you have Misty and Arger with you?
You know that train wreck you were teasing me about earlier? Well, it turns out I was right. Zombies have taken over Louisville.
Get out of here.
He's not kidding.
Okay, so why did you come here?
It was the fastest and safest place we could get to in a short time.
Oh, that scared me.
Hey, let me in. They're behind me.
It's a lady from earlier. She was with a group of kids. They were going up to the campground. Get in!
Thank you. I don't know how much longer I could have run from them.
Run from who?
The kids and other adults I was with. They've all gone crazy and started, like, eating other
Anthony,
campers.
How are you
I
feeling?
I just ran for my life. I don't know what's going
Not
on.
Not good.
Zombies.
I'm burning all over.
Oh, Lord.
Don't worry. You're not becoming one of those things out there.
What's that on your shirt?
You hear me?
One of the kids started to get sick, and when I went to help her, she threw up all over me.
Oh, this is just great.
Hey, did you just see that?
See what?
Something just ran past the window.
I don't see anything. Hey, lady, how many of those kids did you have?
32 kids and 7 adults.
Holy shit!
Help!
What the hell?
It's still
coming!
Shoot
it in the head! Shoot it in the head!
Damn it, my gun!
Mac, you pissed yourself.
Shut up, Pipsqueak. I ain't ever seen anything like that. Jesus.
Billy, how's Sue Ann?
She's gone.
They're coming through the window.
Mac, help me move this display.
That's not going to hold.
Do you see anything else?
Problem taken care of, but JoJo is right. We can't stay here.
Well, where do you suppose we go then?
I say we hunker down here and wait for the National Guard, Army, or something to come rescue us.
That's a bad idea. The National Guard was deployed to the city, and let's say it ended horribly. And my van is toast. We're not driving that thing anywhere.
Miss Maggie, is the bus in the back running?
Nope, it needs gas.
Jojo?
Don't look at me. I'm scared as they come.
I'll go with you. Maggie, can I borrow the gun?
Yeah, here you go. Be careful.
Let's get it done.
And welcome back, America, to the Morning Spritzer. I'm your host, Charlie Carmichael, and this is shrimp puking Vivian Hayward.
You asshole! Let me start by saying thank you, America, for the well wishes I received while we were off the air. But a special thanks to the ones who think my co-host is a slimy slug that should be tied and quartered. It meant a lot.
They didn't say that.
Look right here. Nothing to say? Again?
Yes, I do. You're still watching. Nanny, nanny, boo-boo. But back to a serious note.
Twins Memorial Hospital is on lockdown.
Where reporter Simone Gibbons lost her life in the most grotesque way I've ever seen.
Charlie, show some compassion. She lost her life. And let's not forget the cameraman.
Never liked him anyway. Next up.
Finally, the answers we've all been waiting for.
As we put the CEO of NCHEM in the hot seat.
Live via satellite, ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce the CEO of NCHEM, Mr. Michael Codmeyer.
Mr. Codmeyer, welcome to the show.
Hello, Charlie and Vivian. I love the show. A big fan.
Oh, really? Who's your favorite?
Excuse me?
Yes. Who would you say is your favorite host? Just for shits and giggles.
I can't believe you're actually going to do this now.
Hey, he did say he was a fan, so who's his favorite?
Okay, Mr. Codmeyer, who is your favorite so we can move on?
And you can't say both.
Okay. It would be Charlie.
Ha!
Okay, Mr. Codmeyer, what can you tell us about this chemical that has now unleashed hell on Louisville, Kentucky?
And can you tell us what is the acronym on the barrels?
Don't you dare say that name.
It's okay. I understand. And trust me, we didn't realize it until we put it on the barrels. But it stands for Cerebral Unilateral Neurological Transmuenzyme. But for the time being, let's just call it Batch 39. Now, Batch 39 causes some gastrocolic discomfort for 12 hours, then the symptoms go away.
Are you sure the batch we are speaking of is the same?
There's a whole lot more than stomach discomfort going on in Louisville.
People are biting each other and going crazy.
And screaming titties.
Yes. Cerebral, unilateral, neurologic, transmuenzyme, batch 39.
But the batch number on the barrel says 69.
What? No, that's not right.
Yes, an eyewitness can attest to it.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Oh, God.
Now it's my turn. What does oh, God mean?
This interview is over.
Wow, he left in a rush.
And we're still in the dark as to what this chemical is doing to these poor people.
Breaking news. Folks, the city of Louisville is on lockdown, and the National Guard has closed off the city.
More on the situation in Louisville as it unfolds when we return. I'm Vivian Hayward.
And I'm Charlie Carmichael. We'll see you in a bit. Thank you.
And welcome back, America, to the Morning Spritzer. I'm Vivian Hayward.
And this sly devil here is Charlie Carmichael.
Chaos has erupted in Louisville, Kentucky.
Reports of gunfire and explosions are coming from the city.
Reports are also coming in from Twins Memorial Hospital. Those patients infected with the virus have escaped and are attacking people on the streets.
Medical experts put out a service announcement to stay in your homes and avoid the infected at all costs.
It seems the virus is transferred through a bite.
Can we say zombie? Wait, I'm told we have Miss Deanne Agar back on the line via cell phone. Hold up with a group of survivors.
Misty, are you and cameraman Anthony okay?
I'm out for how long? Who knows? As far as my cameraman, he's no longer with us. After he was bitten, within a few hours, he became like the others. Charlie, Vivian, it's Armageddon out here. There are so many of them now, as this virus spreads throughout the city.
Misty, where are you now?
Right now, held up at a country store called Maggie. Here, along with a few others who have been lucky enough to survive this nightmare of a day.
Goodness, how many survivors are with you? And what are your plans for escape?
Vivian, only six, including myself. As far as escape, the owner of the shop, Maggie Hewitt, has an old bus in the adjoining garage that two brave survivors have been working hard to get running while dodging these zombies roaming around outside.
Misty, and what of the National Guard? Haven't they been some type of help?
Right now, the National Guard is trying to help themselves and stay alive. They first tried to corral the infected. That went horribly wrong. Charlie, Vivian, downtown is a mess. The infected are too many to count. So our plan is to head through the mountains on back roads and somehow break through the National...
Misty? Misty?
What? The government has shut down all communication to and from Louisville?
God help those poor people.
Yeah, they're gonna nuke that place.
Charlie.
Join us next time.
For another edition of the Morning Spritzer. I'm Vivian Hayward.
And I'm Charlie Carmichael. Don't eat anyone.
Okay, we got to go now.
Where's Billy Ray?
In the bus. Let's go.
Oh, Jesus.
Run!
Forget about me. Get out of here.
Do you think we made it?
I sure hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, God. They bombed the city.
Hold on. Is everyone okay?
Yeah. I'm all right.
Jojo, you okay back there? Jojo?
Teddy's!
Thank you for listening to Zombies in Louisville, another DMIC production. Characters are as follows. Lenora Porto as Vivian Hayward. Larry Okarski as Charlie Carmichael. Deborah Neron as Miss Deanne Agar. Isidore Bowers as the civil engineer. Anthony DeTilio as cameraman Anthony. Ashley Kelly as reporter Simone Gibbons. Scott Spooner as CEO Michael Codmire. Frederick Johnson as Dr. Benjamin. Daryl Isaac as Billy Ray. Bryson Perico as Jojo. Bob Kopp as Sue Ann's father, Carol Mangum as Sue Ann's mother, Melissa Moore as Sue Ann, Sandra Blackwell DiCamillo as Maggie and sadomastic nurse, Mary Sweeney as bus driver, Dave Neron as store patron Jim, Matt Eisenrode as store patron Matt. George School Drama would also like to thank the following. SFX, we give thanks to the creators at Soundly.com and Daryl Isaac.